This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots of crazy stuff happening today in the news, right? Don't you think? Well, it doesn't matter what you think. It's there. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book. That's right, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, plus, and I set you straight. Yes, I set you straight. No, seriously, you have no reason to fear a Bible-thumping white guy. Well, I don't even know what Bible-thumping means. Does it mean we hit you over the head with the Bible? I mean, what does it really mean? So anyhow, you know, you get some insight as to how we feel, how we think. Yes, I say we. And if you're on the left, you might find out that we're more in line with each other than you think. We've got more in common, unless you're like really far left, never to be found again. In which case, I don't even know if there's hope for you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Maxine Waters, you know, we make fun of her on a regular basis on the show, and I'm good with that, frankly. She, just the gift that keeps on giving, you know what I mean? When she comes out and starts talking, I really have to stop and listen. I mean, that's just, I got to stop and go, hey, whoa, let's listen to what she has to say. Before I get rolling with her, with Maxine, that clip that we grabbed last night. And, you know, you see this stuff happen on a regular basis, and you guys need to start, you know, if you have children in school, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and you find out about this stuff, you need to go, you need to report this kind of thing. You need to make a big deal out of this kind of thing. But I don't want to say where she's from, because I may be able to figure out where she is, but, yeah, we won't do that. A young lady by the name of Laura said that she's really teed off right now, and she needs some advice. Okay, you Facebook freaks. Here's your chance to give out some free advice. She says that her daughter came home with an assignment to write an essay of a day in the life of a Muslim teenager. Now, I would imagine, but what do you think would happen if it was a day in the life of a Christian teenager? Or a Catholic teenager? Or a Jewish teenager? What do you think? She said it really freaked her out. She said, I thought religion isn't supposed to be taught in public schools. There's a whole unit on Islam in the book that her daughter brought home. She said she's made a decision for her not to write anything concerning religion. I'm outraged that this is part of her assignment in her book. Christianity's not mentioned. How is that okay? She said, I need help. I live in California. This teacher has no right to speak of any and all religions. I'll be speaking to the school in the morning, and for now, she's going to take the F in the unit. I would have wrote on a piece of paper, I wouldn't know. I'm not a Muslim. I mean, there's the essay. Does an essay have to be a minimum amount of words?
Usually, yes.
Yeah, that's too bad. Because that's exactly what I would have wrote. That's exactly what I would have done.
You could write that and then write, and here's how my day was.
Oh, that's true. There you go. Now, you know, this is one of those things you go in front of the school board with. You call the local news sources. That's how that one works. And we don't, you know, as Christians, we don't like to do stuff like that because it's, you know, it's just, it's uncomfortable. We don't want to make anybody feel bad. I'm sure Jesus was thinking exactly the same thing when he was tearing up the temple, right? You don't want to make anybody feel bad. Okay, where did she go? God, I had her all queued up and ready to go. Don't you love when this happens? No, that's not her, that's not her, that's not her. Oh, there it is. So Maxine Waters said Obama, now this is Maxine Waters, not Joe Messina, not something I misread, misheard, misspoke, whatever you decide you want to use as a terminology there. Maxine Waters came out and said, the president has put in place, you ready for this? Can I get that bigger? Yeah. An organization with the kind of database that has that no one has ever seen before. Never. Never in life. Representative Maxine Waters told Roland Martin that that's going to be very, very powerful, Waters said. That database will have information about everything on every individual on ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs the president, whoever runs for president on the Democrat ticket has to deal with that. And they're going to go down. They're going to go down with that database. And it should be a concern for those people because they can't get around it. And President Obama has been very smart. It's very powerful what he's leaving in place. But, hey, maybe I read it wrong. When we come back from the break, we're actually going to hear it from her. We're going to hear her say it. Because that little interweb thing that they love to hate so much, because they can't hide anything, they can't get away from their the crap that they've put out there in the past, it has come back to bite her. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Maxine Waters when we come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I don't know. No comment.
All right. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, head up to my website. I don't know why I'm pointing. Not like you can see it. TheRealSide.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including... What the heck? Including getting involved in the live chat room there. There's also a live feed on Facebook. Lots of stuff happening. And you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Again, all the things that you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. Like I said, you can find out that we're more on the same page than you can imagine. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, back to Maxine Waters. God bless that woman. I mean, really, she needs some serious help. So she was on a show recently. I shouldn't say recently. It's been a while. But this got by. I don't know if anybody ever did anything with this. Really kind of dug into what she was saying. But she tells Roland Martin that it's going to be a very, very powerful database. It's going to be a very, very powerful information that the press... Well, listen, let's hear it in her words. That way you don't think that it's me making it up as I go. Here we go. Maybe.
To our viewers and listeners is that, look, this is the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database
mm-hmm.
that no one has ever seen before in life.
Think about what you just said. He's put together an organization and a database like no one has ever seen before in life. Why she said in life, I don't know. What, in death? Can't see anything in death. Right? She's admitted, and you know, she's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. She's done this kind of stuff before. Admitted to what she had in mind.
That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America, that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information...
So 4 years ago, after he won, 4 years ago, he started to set up to take the next person down. He started to set up to keep control of the country. Now, there's a lot out there going to go, oh, no, another one of these guys, another conspiracy. Not a conspiracy. Listen to what she's saying. This is, as a matter of fact, the information that he's getting, if he's getting it from the government, that's illegal. You can't do that. Nothing like that ever stopped me before. Why now?
About everything on every individual in ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I don't quite get what she was saying, deal with. You know, deal with the database, deal with the power behind it. But not even that. I mean, think about what she's saying. He's actually put this database together. Then he's got information on a lot of people, I would imagine. Right? And what's he going to use it for? It doesn't look like they've used it for good up to this point. Right? Some of them have tried to use it. Well, actually, they did use it, frankly. To take out Bernie Sanders? Before I get to my alien story. Did I do the Kamala Harris story?
Which one?
The one where she's upset that criminals are being deported for being criminals?
Yeah.
I can't get past it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to do it again. I just can't get past it. I can't get past the fact that we actually... I didn't vote for her. That we actually vote these people in office. That people aren't paying attention to who we're putting up there. So a genderless... I can't do this. This is crazy. You know, I always say to you guys, what's really scary, extremely scary, is the fact that when you have people that are actually have mental issues, I'll put it that way, we don't work with them to keep them from hurting themselves more. You know what we do? We encourage them to play in their insanity. You know, when our culture demands that we capitulate to the mentally ill, as opposed to help them seek treatment, you know what we end up with? We end up with genderless aliens. No, I'm not joking. And they want to adopt babies. Now, this sounds like something you find on The Onion, but it's not. Vinny O is a 22-year-old makeup artist who has dropped over 50K on 110-plus procedures to help transform himself into a genderless alien. You see that picture? Did I give you that?
Yes.
He believes he is an alien. O appeared on the UK-based morning show Live from Outer Space, and by that I mean in front of a green screen with stars on it, to discuss the status of his transformation, when he dropped the bombshell that he plans on adopting children in the future. He's got pointed ears. He's got them slanty alien eyes. What the heck did he do to his lips? That's freaky looking. He said, I'm sure I won't have any regrets when I'm 70. I see myself adopting kids and raising them. That's totally fine. I don't need sexual organs to do that. Oh, my God. Does he have everything removed?
He's working on it.
Okay.
Nobody will do it for him.
Well, he'll find a doctor to do it eventually. He also told the host that he plans on meeting with doctors in Thailand and Sweden in hopes of advancing his alien transformation. He goes on to lament that American doctors have so many rules. Well, because they're trying to keep nutjobs like you from hurting yourself. O's goal is to be a sexless alien to reflect how he feels on the inside. You see what I mean? We're back to this feeling thing. How one feels. Because how you feel is what you are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes, I promise.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back.
It ain't me.
I think I grew up saying that my whole life. It ain't me. Honest. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And do be part of the conversation. I mean, seriously. This stuff is just crazy. You know, it used to be that when somebody did something like this, if you've just joined us, we're talking about I don't know what it is.
Genderless alien.
But what did it start at?
It was a man.
Oh, it was a man, okay. A young man that now has decided he is a genderless alien. And has actually found a plastic surgeon to do a lot of work on his face and point his ears and do those goofy-looking eyes, and he looks like he's got, like, a pencil nose. He's had all this stuff done. He's dropped over $50,000 in 110 different procedures. And when he's done, he wants to... Yeah, he's had his eyes dyed black. Boy, that's not something you could turn around. You know, at some point in time, we've lost this whole thing of, hey, you know, maybe you need a little counseling. Maybe you need a little help. This is a lot of damage. Because he doesn't want to be called he or she, so put your rocks down. It wants to be sexless. It wants to have all its parts removed. Now, the overall image I want to do is an alien, he said. I want to be a hybrid, not male or female. I wanted to be sexless and genderless since I was 17, when I started to mix my drugs together. No, I'm just kidding. I've been going to doctors to see if it's possible, but I've had no luck, he says, you know, because American doctors is too tough. I don't want people to think I'm trying to change into a woman. I could live without sexual organs, so why should I have a penis or a vagina? I don't see why I shouldn't have my genitals completely removed and have nothing. Can you just shoot me? But we're encouraging this. Come on. When there are no... Look, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, the very first chapter is absolutes? Absolutely not. We can't have any absolutes. We can't have anything that calls out anybody as being a little off, Well, in this case, a lot off. Come on, think about it. Why isn't there counseling going on for this young man? Right? Then you get that old guy that started, he identified as the 7-year-old white girl, and he was a 57 or 56-year-old white man.
5 years old.
Oh, he was 5. Wow.
He's probably 7 now.
He might be 7. Yeah, the story's pretty old. He might be 7 now. You're right. Right? The girl that wants to be a cat. And when she gets home, she gets down on all fours. She wears her little cat ears, and she meows. She doesn't talk. Her boyfriend thinks it's cute. And then that other woman that actually had her ears taken off, her nose fixed because she wants to look like a leopard. And she's having leopard spots tattooed throughout her whole body. So at what point in time do you say, hey, lady, you're losing it. We're going to have you. We're just going to put you in this room for a while until we get you straightened out. So the 22-year-old has undergone massive plastic surgery thus far, including 2 rhinoplasties, facial fillers in his cheeks, lips, and brow bone. I mean, he looks like he has a flat face. I mean, it's round, don't get me wrong, but there's no expression to it. I wonder, now he's what, in his 20s? He's 22. What the heck is he going to look like when he's 50, 60, 70? You can't fix it that easy. And then he kind of giggles and goes, oh, I do look a little like a Martian, don't I? I don't know. I've never seen one. Not a real one. I see the things that they fill your head with on TV as to what an alien / Martian should look like. And yet somebody has agreed that he should become a eunuch. Yeah, but he wants to adopt children. Think about that one. Hi, your daddy, your mommy, I guess I'm just your alien parent. Oh, my God. Yeah, your AP. He says, I have a really big head, no eyebrows. I'm just starting to connect with that. Seriously? You had the work done. It's a little late to connect with it now. When people ask me how I label myself, I say, see, this is why we're... I can't stand it. This is why we're in such a world of hurt. Everybody who feels like they should be something else is allowed to be that no matter how ludicrous it is. When people ask me how I label myself, I tell them an extraterrestrial, a hot mess, self-obsessed. It's becoming my slogan. Well, good for you. Now, disturbingly, O, who is clearly suffering from a distorted self-image and an apparent addiction to plastic surgery and maybe taking too many drugs, so I say, is set to make an appearance on the American-based reality TV show called The Plastics of Hollywood. No, no, no. He should be a poster child for real dementia. Goes on to say, yes, a sick man who identifies as a genderless alien has completely disfigured his body and reports live from outer space.
These are the people that used to join the circus.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. The freak shows. Remember those? And they made a pretty darn good living doing that, too. But really, people. I mean, when you see stuff like this, when you we used to... Some of you thought it was kind of cute. Oh, look at little Johnny. He thinks he's an alien. You know what? Don't let that go. You let that go, and look at the kind of freak you raised. Look what happens to you finally. Or them, for that matter. Yeah, it's not good. Not healthy. And again, that's the stuff that scares me. I don't know if you guys heard about this one. I hope you didn't. Yeah, sometimes I leave stories up or on my desk because I like them and there's something I want to write about. And then I forget that I don't really talk about them. But I don't really care. So just a couple of days after Governor declares a sanctuary state, something really, 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 really bad happened. Since the beginning of his campaign for office, Donald Trump taking care of point out that some of the people legally crossing the border or legally crossing our border, are criminals. What did he call them? He said called them bad hombres. Now, people went nuts with it, right? But nobody wants to connect any of the dots. That's the thing I love. This, you only can connect the dots if you have a vague trail between something perceived to be bad and a Republican. Right? Vague dots, perceived to be bad, and it includes a Republican. It has to be bad. We have proof. But yet you look at this, the same basic thing in their mind. We have some dots that connect the illegal activity, you know, coming over the border, illegals that are here. I call them undocumented if you want. They're still illegal. If you're an undocumented driver, guess what? That's illegal. But they don't want to connect these dots. Between the illegal entry and the violence that's happening, other countries have. Other countries do. And sticking with the theme of putting America first, Trump's consistently pounded the fact that there are people illegally in our nation who are trying to do us harm. Yeah, like the death of Katie Steinen. What is it, Steinle?
Steinle.
Steinle. Yeah, that too. Right? Up in San Francisco. By a guy that had many convictions for selling drugs, four deportations, and somehow he made it back. Right? And I think the guy's name was, Sanchez. Now, following his last arrest, Sanchez should have been sent to federal immigration officials, but instead was set free. Last month, in McAllen, Texas, Jose Luis Aviedo, a man who served this country for 15 years in the U.S. Navy, died at the hands of an illegal alien. I want to read that again. A man who served, and look at, hey, Jose Luis Aviedo. Matt John Smith, a man who served his country for 15 years in the U.S. Navy, died at the hands of an illegal alien. On January 29th, an illegal from Honduras, Andres Roberto, beat Oviedo into a coma, stole his truck, and then crashed the vehicle into the canal. That man put his life on the line for 15 years, and we let him down. Your government, our government, let him down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-219-6607 and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-219-6607. That's 800-219-6607. Again, 800-219-6607.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Genius. Yeah, Mexico. Sorry, Daniel.
I don't feel like going to school when I went to school. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation, seriously. I got a lot that I want to get to. And you got me. You're stuck with me for tonight because my guest, actually two of them, although one was a kind of sorta. One got sick, one was a kind of sorta. But I'm going to have General Paul Valley on the show with me, yeah, maybe tomorrow night. We will see. Because this is just getting crazy. We really need to know what's going on overseas. We need to know what's going on with our partners. We need to know, you know, how they see us. So days after the Connecticut, after the governor declared a sanctuary state, yeah, that looks like the Connecticut governor. You know, when this stuff happens, it's really funny, because the first thing they say, well, it wasn't because we made it a sanctuary state, and it wasn't because of an illegal, or should have been undocumented. But then it happens, and I don't know how they wiggle out of it. I don't know how they think they get around it. Right, and then you had Trump who jumped all over these kind of things, you know, working on these deportations, working on not letting people back in. but this guy who gave his life, well, actually, who he didn't give his life for us at that point. He put his life on the line for 15 years in the Navy to make sure we could be safe, to make sure we could live a peaceful life here in America. We could live a peaceful life here on the homeland, if you would. And so what do? We ignore it. We don't honor him by supporting the laws that he went over to fight. Because he went over to fight everything that represents America, didn't he? It's just amazing. So this guy had been in jail several times, picked up several times, deported several times. And he still found a way around the system, beat the system, whatever, to be able to kill one of our sailors. Not active duty, but one of our sailors. So after police found Oviedo's crash truck, they went to his home as a routine part of the investigation. There they found him beaten and bloody in his own backyard. He was transported to a hospital, placed on life support, and slipped into a coma. Oviedo never emerged from his coma and died on February 24th. His funeral was shortly thereafter. Why on earth would we want Ortiz in our country? Why do we know? We just heard today that one of the Iraqis that got in here lied, and they let him in. I mean, he lied about all kinds of stuff. They weren't able to vet him properly, so they let him in. When you're not able to vet somebody properly, why should we let him in? Right? There was another story tied to this one about a legal alien molesting a child in the sanctuary state, the sanctuary loony bin known as Connecticut. See, these are the ones that really bother me because these kids have no way to protect themselves. And the parents that give in to political correctness, this is on you. This is as much on you as it is on the assailant. Police charge an illegal alien from Guatemala with sexual molestation of a 3-year-old girl in the sanctuary state of Connecticut. Police arrested Douglas Huss Flores, a 19-year-old Guatemalan man, charged him with first-degree sexual assault and risk of injury to a minor. The mother found the toddler beating and rushed her to the nearby hospital. A 3-year-old, just a baby, a 3-year-old. How do you justify that? How do you, as a Dem on the left, go, well, you know, it really doesn't happen all the time, and, you know, so a 3-year-old got hurt. Does that make it so that we want to close the borders? Yes! How's that? Yes, just yes. That simple. And this kid will be scarred for life. Isn't that nice? Scarred for life. You know, in the president's address to Congress, he pointed out several grieving families, right, who've had to put loved ones to rest because of illegals, because the people shouldn't be here, because the government blew it. The government didn't do the job. The same government that wants us that says that you don't need guns because we'll protect you.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Anyway. Cities like San Francisco and states like Connecticut declare themselves sanctuaries, and probably, you know, federal law should be held legally and financially culpable to the families of these victims. I agree with that. Now, the Connecticut governor, Democrat Daniel Malloy, sent a memo in February to law enforcement officials across the state demanding they refuse compliance with federal immigration officials. Now, is that illegal? I'd like to know who starts that. I mean, if it's illegal. He's given an illegal order. He swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of America of his state. Isn't that illegal? And the order went on to say he wants them to help shield illegal immigrants from federal immigration law. So he wants them to aid and abet someone in breaking federal law. And you think Governor Malloy will send a note to the toddler's mother? You think he'll show up at her door? You think he'll go there and tell her how sorry he is for her loss, but in the greater good, to make sure that illegals do get a fair shake giving up a life here and there is not a big deal. Come on, think about it. Just crazy. what else do I want to do? I always love when these stories pop up. I'm going to do something else, and the story pops up. It's like, got to do that one. Yeah, if you didn't hear it the other night, you got to go get it. Go get, just Google the Democrat senator who is angered, who is outraged that criminals are being deported as criminals. Although, what else would you deport them as? Yeah, I'd love to hear, to a degree, I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this stuff. You got to have something to say about it, because this is like crazy going somewhere to happen. So did you hear about the Miami lawyer's pants who caught on fire today during a trial? All I could think of when I first heard this thing was like, you know, liar, liar, pants on fire. You know, remember that one? But apparently the defense attorney's pants burst into flames after he began his closing argument. See, when you lie that much, you just can't help it. The clothes go and everything. Stephen Gutierrez was arguing that his client's car spontaneously combusted and was not intentionally set on fire. God. These guys do this with a straight face, too. See, it used to be the defense attorneys did everything they could to get you off, even if you were guilty, but using the law, using the doubt clause in the law, create a little uncertainty. Now they just flat out lie. They do stupid stuff like this. Now they said just before his pants caught on fire, he'd been fiddling with something in his pocket. There's a sight. As he was about to address jurors when smoke began billowing out of his right pocket. He was rushed to, he rushed out of the Miami courtroom, leaving spectators stunned after jurors were ushered out. Gutierrez returned unharmed with a singed pocket, and insisted it wasn't a staged defense. Instead, Gutierrez blamed a faulty battery in an e-cigarette. It's just crazy. Hopefully they found everybody guilty. I don't know if it says here. The Gutierrez was representing Claudie Charles, 48, who's accused of intentionally setting his car on fire in the South Miami-Dade County. He had just started his closing arguments when the fire broke out. See, he was trying to relate that. I don't know how. Again, I'm not an attorney, so I don't get how all this stuff works. But can you imagine that? And let's not make it look like intentional, like he's in his pocket playing with something. And then you get flames? That doesn't sound right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was talking to my wife earlier, and I said, you know, we've been seeing more and more and more of these bedside confessions. People that are dying at 80 and 90 years old that were around when some crazy stuff took place. Well, guess what? We have another one. The CIA agent has confessed on his deathbed that he was part of an assassination team in charge of killing John F. Kennedy. And I keep telling you, they're going to keep coming out of the woodwork. They're going to get worse and worse and worse. It's very hard for me to believe all of this. It's hard for me to believe and it's not even that it could happen. First of all, how the government, because you see how well they keep secrets, how the government can keep it a secret, and how they get the people to be quiet about it for so long. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go far. Again, we're going to talk to the CIA agent who confessed to being on the team that assassinated John F. Kennedy. We'll be right back.